We welcome in the great Alice Cooper. Good morning, Alice.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
I interviewed you back in 1979 when I worked at a radio station in Knoxville, Tennessee.
You know, Knoxville, Tennessee is where the snake actually disappeared in the hotel. And went down the toilet and showed up in, who is it? One of the guys, what was that? It showed up in a guy's toilet about 2 weeks later.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, wow.
He was shaving, and all of a sudden, this thing came up out of the toilet.
No.
Oh, my
no,
God.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, Alice, when you're carrying a boa constrictor to your hotel room, you really want to keep an eye on that guy.
Well, you know, here was the deal. This thing was about 8 inches thick. He's a big guy.
God.
And I put him in the bathtub, didn't realize that the hotel was a brand new hotel and didn't have lids on the toilets yet. So when I went in there to get him the next morning, he was gone. And I went, well, he can't get under the door. And I went, oh, no, he went into the sewer.
Oh, no.
So he's in the plumbing of the hotel for 2 weeks.
Oh, God. Only a rock star can tell that story.
That's a nightmare.
And you don't have to embellish it. It's a true one, too. And we're knocking the walls down trying to find this thing. And we got her back, though. She finished the tour.
Now, if you just joined us, we're speaking with Alice Cooper. Alice narrates Peter and the Wolf in Hollywood, currently available as a digital album, CD, and an app for iPad and iPhone. Tell us a little bit about that, Alice.
Well, you know, it's a story that we've all, you know, we're 9 years old. We all heard the story, and it's all the classical music, Peter and the Wolf, and Bowie did a version of it, and I think Sting did a version. This version is Peter coming to Hollywood to meet his grandfather, and of course the wolf is there. Probably a coyote more than a wolf. But you know, he ends up in a movie studio with a robot, and it was really fun. They let me do all the voices. They let me do the grandfather's voice, you know, and when I'm thinking, they said his grandfather's an old hippie, I went, ah, Tommy Chong. So I'll do Tommy Chong. My impersonation of Tommy Chong is his, you know, as his grandfather. And you know, the cat was his. So I got to play with a bunch of different voices on it, and a lot of fun to do. I mean, it was really, really a lot of fun to do, and something I hadn't done before. So, you know, there's always that element of getting to do something you haven't done.
Alice, going back to the beginning in the 70s when you had the guillotine and the snake and the paint and the whatever, and putting on a macabre rock show, did you ever think that you would still be greatly relevant in 2016?
I don't think any of us at that point. You know, that's when the Hollywood vampires were born, the actual drinking club. And that was, you know, Keith Moon and Harry Nilsson and, you know, all the drunks from L.A. Jim Morrison and Jimi Hendrix and all the guys. And none of us thought we'd get past 30 years old, and a bunch of them didn't. You know, 27 was the expiration date for some of those guys. So, no, but, and then you look at it now, Jagger's still out there, McCartney's still out there, Iggy Pop is still out there, you know, Steven Tyler, myself, all the guys that were in our era that finally got a handle on our addictions, you know, are still working.
You know, I just really find it, you are actually a part of the very fabric of rock and roll, and I have always enjoyed you because you're an original. Nobody was doing what you were doing. So thank you so much for that, and we appreciate the time you gave us this morning.
Well, thanks a lot, and the new show lives up to it. It's more theatrical than ever. we start touring on Tuesday, and it's a full-out Alice Cooper show.
Alice is out this year with Spend the Night with Alice Cooper, so be sure and find a location and get to it. Alice, have a great day.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Talk to you soon.